Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Many people are excited about agricultural technology and its potential, from investors to entrepreneurs to politicians. But the person who really matters when it comes to ag tech adoption is, of course, the farmer. What does the farmer want? For Landon Friesen, a farmer himself, he's always looking to improve the efficiency of his time, his equipment, and his money.
I would love to pull into a field someday and my GPS monitor will automatically know the perimeter of the field from obviously a preloaded, file, but then it knows exactly which way we should be working this field to be as efficient as possible. How can we work this field so we turn around the least?
Friesen says this could help automate and optimize many of his regular farming operations.
Auto nesting, same thing they have on, a laser at a manufacturing shop or a steel laser. You put in a part diagram into what you want cut out of that sheet. It automatically figures out how many parts can I get out of a sheet, right? It's figuring out how to do it all to be as efficient with as little waste as possible. And I would love for agriculture makers or the monitors that they're building these days to have that same technology. So when you pull in the field, you know the perimeter. How am I going to work this to be as efficient as possible? So I turn around the least. Things like that would get me excited.
Farmers' needs should be the top priority for the future of ag technology. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.